whole clique over there. You know they ain't cool, you know they gon' want some static, man.
Yeah.
I'll be like, what do y'all wanna do with these motherfuckers, man? You know, it's up to everybody what we gonna do.
Hell yeah.
Cool number one. Cool number one.
Four. The crew sat in the car. It was about as intimate as a rectal probe. They watched the back roller doors of the jewelry depot as the armored security van rolled up. The doors were covered in layers of inventive graffiti. They were away from the busy street front where those lovers pressed their faces up against the glass and pointed out the rings they wanted to tie the rest of their lives together with. One of the guards, in a blue helmet that made him look like a crash test dummy, climbed down out of the front seats and walked around to the back. He looked around, then banged on the back. He's looking around,
Pappy said.
But the dumb fuck's not seeing anything,
Black said as he was grinning fiercely. We should just do the van when they come for their next delivery. Black shook his head.
Nah, man. Watch and learn.
The back of the van opened, and a second guard stepped out. He was overweight and had a case chained to his wrist. It was starting to look a fuck of a lot easier than Black had made it out to be. Take down the guard, cut the chain with a pair of bolt cutters, disappear into the city with a case of precious stones. They didn't need him for it. He was starting to feel like he'd been played.
So how much is in the case?
G asked from the other side.
Who knows?
Said Black.
This place gets a delivery every few days, more or less the same time of day. Who knows? Maybe if we took the van, we'd strike lucky and get it the day it's bringing in a case of diamonds from Amsterdam. You know, like in the movies. Uncut stones, untraceable, worth a fucking fortune. But maybe we'd get a box of engagement rings, or worse, just the rings, no stones yet. This is a one-shot deal. We get inside, we get more than anybody could ever.